From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A new survey of employers in more than 200 metro areas finds that almost three-quarters think their employment levels will be stable in the second quarter of this year. NPR's Jack Speer reports the Manpower Incorporated survey covers 200 metropolitan areas.
The poll of more than 18,000 employers in the U.S. and Puerto Rico concerning their hiring plans found that 73% expect their own employment levels to remain steady for the April through June quarter. 16% say they're likely to increase staff levels, while 8% expect further layoffs. 3% are undecided. For the upcoming quarter, in all four regions of the country, employers were more optimistic, with employers in the Northeast the most upbeat, followed by the South, the West, and the Midwest. The rosier jobs assessment follows better-than-expected government employment figures for February, which showed the economy losing fewer jobs than expected and the unemployment rate holding steady. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Democrats will try to muster enough support in a test vote today to pass a bill extending jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. Toyota says it will examine a Prius hybrid whose owner says it accelerated out of control after a dealer told the owner the car was not subject to recall for unintended acceleration. James Sykes says there is no sign his car's gas pedal got stuck in a floor mat. California Highway Patrol officer Todd Nybert dashed to help Sykes. He says the Prius raced for miles.
I could tell he was physically trying to brake and the vehicle was barely slowing down. And then I noticed that it would accelerate again, and we were up to 90 miles per hour.
Nybert says he directed Sykes to a steep uphill grade, told him over a loudspeaker to keep trying to brake, and drove in front of Sykes as a block until Sykes was able to cut the engine. Toyota is recalling millions of cars for possible unintended acceleration problems. The Justice Department is telling the nation's largest voting machine company to sell off major assets it acquired when it merged with its main competitor. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the government wants to foster competition.
Voting rights groups and election officials were concerned when Election Systems and Software purchased a subsidiary of Diebold called Premier Election Solutions. They complained that the deal would give ES&S control over more than 70% of the nation's voting machines. The Justice Department agreed, saying the merger hurt competition, and it's now requiring ES&S to sell off software and other assets it received from Diebold. The settlement still needs court approval, but ES&S says it's cooperating fully with the government. Senate Rules Committee Chairman Chuck Schumer of New York launched an investigation into the deal. He praised the Justice Department's decision and says it will restore competition to an industry critical to democracy. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The families of South Carolina firefighters who died while battling a massive fire in a sofa warehouse have settled their lawsuits. Catherine Welch of member station WHQR reports.
Nine firefighters died in June of 2007 when flames ripped through a sofa warehouse in Charleston, South Carolina. It was the nation's single worst loss of firefighters since 9/11. An independent review found there were no sprinklers inside the building at the time of the fire. The families of eight of the firefighters killed have settled with a group of defendants, including the sofa store, for more than $1.2 million. A dozen of the original defendants also settled with families back in 2008 for $5.6 million. The city of Charleston is working to turn the site of the sofa store and warehouse into a memorial. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.
A 17-mile stretch of Interstate 70 west of Denver remains closed today after a big rock slide that's left holes in the road and in a bridge. Huge boulders are also lying in the roadway. Colorado Department of Transportation spokesman Bob Wilson says the shortest usable detour is 200 miles.
There's no easy way around that closure. In addition, it's wintertime, so a lot of the roads, the local roadways, are not open to winter travel as well.
Under normal circumstances, up to 25,000 vehicles use I-70 each day in the area, about 110 miles west of Denver. Today is the first day same-sex couples in Washington, D.C. can pick up marriage licenses and get married. About 150 couples applied for licenses on the day the law took effect. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.